Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Zone. AutoZone.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about, no worry about my name. I got a flame.
Hi, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Appreciate you doing it. It is hump day, Wednesday. It's the first day of July, John. It's the first day of the second half of the year of 2020. 2020 so far, the first half has not been very good to us. We're hoping for a much better second half. I think that's something we can all agree on, right? Hard to do that these days to get everybody on the same page, but I certainly hope we all are about the second half of the year, praying for a better second half, or certainly better news, good news. We'd like that. And certainly the NBA restart represents that. Now, Adam Silver did say, John, that while he's confident in the return, said a spread inside the bubble could stop it. I think it's something we've all assumed. What we've all wondered is, well, what does that look like? Is it a team that comes down with it that you've got to then slot out? Is it LeBron and five others on the Lakers? Can you continue to move forward? Silver's been very honest in this, and I'll tell you what, I think the answer is they don't know right now, yeah, because they don't know what that could look like. But obviously, it's the if you do have a breakout down there, you've got to seriously consider in stopping it. He's admitted that to this point, but it seems to be, even with the cases going up in Florida, we're moving toward that here at the end of the month.
Well, let me ask you this, Jason. Do you think that we as a planet are a second half team?
I do. I think we as a country are a comeback country. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we've come back from down before.
Well,
in many instances.
Let me start your second half off with some news.
Why are you talking like a robot?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I like the energy.
We got some good vaccine news.
There's some good news for the second half.
Two candidates, BioNTech and Pfizer, both have reported very encouraging but early news on their vaccines. As we know, there's been an Operation Warp Speed on finding a vaccine for coronavirus, mm-hmm, and both Pfizer and BioNTech appear to have emerged as very early promising candidates for that vaccine. And the stock market is, at least for those two stocks, is responding accordingly. They had to stop. They had to halt the stocks of the BioNTech because it was going so far up. So
what did Fauci say? Possibly end of the year?
early 2021,
next year.
Most people are operating as though it's going to be around. I mean, I hope that happens. That would certainly make life a hell of a lot easier if just the existence of a vaccine would be enough for me, whether or not I get it. Just the existence
of one. Yeah, dispersing, and we'll get to that.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, just I think for the psyche and the confidence of people around the globe, you know, just
especially
having,
for the idea of fans inside an arena.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, for that specifically, and the confidence level on all sides, all of that, it feels like you need that. And I know the news has been back and forth for a while there. We're thinking, oh, it's going to be a couple of years. You know, Fauci has sort of been encouraging the news from him.
Yep.
That, to me, you could start to think about, again, fans in arenas watching a Grizzlies game.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful this
Absolutely.
Comes sooner than later. Like we said, you got your greatest minds working on it. Everybody trying to get this done.
Yeah, so anyway, there you go. That's some good news to start your, what's today, Wednesday? We have a good show planned for you today at 11:25. We are going to be joined by the one, the only, Norton Herd the Fourth. Herd is the word. Word is the herd. He's going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the commitment of Cam Jones, who's going to Marquette. I talked to somebody yesterday who, you know, this is just one person's opinion, right? But they said he committed too early. The opinion was that this kid committed too early because he was about to blow.
He was blowing.
Yes. He was about
he was blowing
to,
up.
Like, he was about to have all kinds of offers.
Well,
yeah, that's just one opinion.
No, and I get that. Like, they were coming. There's one point where it's South Alabama. Now, Marquette, Florida's jumped in. I was talking with you openly yesterday, wondering aloud if it went on long enough in terms of his recruitment that Memphis might jump in. Because, again, at 6'3", 24/7's got him as a four-star now. You've seen him last year. I saw him last year. We were both super impressed. And the question is he Memphis good? So you wondered about
right.
that. So the idea that some might think he committed too early, whether it's you hope he goes to Memphis or somewhere else, that
yep.
he was going to get offers from everywhere. You know, and it's a tricky time. We'll talk to Coach Hurd about this.
Yep,
you can't be out on the circuit. So what you're doing right now is really sending off videos, like your parents are working, your grassroots coach is working, your high school coach is working for you, but you can't be out there in front of coaches like you normally would because of the pandemic, because the EYBL season was canceled. So it's good that some of these student athletes, including Cam, are still seeing their recruitments get hot, right, even without being able to play in front of some of these guys.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll talk to Herd about that also. Musa Cisse, TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Talked to her about that too.
TikTok. Where are you, Musa? Where are you, Musa?
We could just ask him real talk. Does the taking down of the, hey, I'm going to commit next week, you know, a couple of times, does that signal anything at all? You know, is that what do you think? Is it indecision? Is it a decision that's been made? We'll just try to get the real from Herd, or at least what he's heard on it.
Yeah. We are still waiting on that decision. From Musa Cisse to announce his college decision. It was going to be June 3rd. Then it was going to be this week, last week. Now it appears it is also not going to be this week. Starting to get a little exasperating. Not going to lie to you. We've been waiting, Musa. It's time. It's time to go ahead and make
Musa
that announcement.
Ain't on your clock. He's on his clock.
Well, what time does that clock say? You know, do you think Herd will tell us? Herd's going to act like he don't know. You know, I don't know.
Well, I don't think he hasn't been involved in Moose's recruitment like he is with some of his other guys.
Well,
Moose has got his own folks for that.
That's a fair point. We will ask Herd about that at 11:25. 12:25, Mike Golic Jr. is going to join us. He is going to be involved in the national pastime. That is the national hot dog eating contest.
Oh, you funny.
The national hot dog eating contest, which is going to air on ESPN on Saturday. Do you like the fact that July 4th is on a Saturday? Yes or no?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Do I like what?
I see you don't celebrate. I see you don't celebrate.
Do you like that your birthday falls on a Saturday? It's more a question for you than it is for me.
I do, actually.
It's more significant for you.
I do actually like that it falls on a Saturday.
Don't you get a holiday if it falls on a regular weekday?
Yeah, but I guess
you get to pack that and you get to save that.
Well, you get a holiday.
A personal day?
We still get a day this week.
Okay.
You know, the worst day that the 4th can fall on is like a Wednesday. Because you're only going to get Wednesday.
Do you get an extra day? Because your birthday, you're different from the rest of us. We get it as a holiday, so we get Friday because we can't celebrate on the weekend.
No.
Do you
it's
get an extra day for the 4th, and then it's your birthday?
No, it's
you see
the
what
same
I'm asking
day.
Now?
Yeah, no. It's like if you're born on Christmas, you don't get Christmas and then your birthday, you know? You get Christmas.
Well, you get a bigger Christmas, right?
But it's Jesus' birthday, not yours.
Well, I get that.
Jesus comes first, you know?
How often do you put him first?
Well, that we'll have that discussion a different day.
The tough questions, I see.
No doubt. Yeah. Man, you really are. But anyway, Mike Golic Jr. is going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him. How are they going to do this, man? How are they going to
no
have
no fans this year.
No fans?
No fans at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
How many hot dogs?
Joey Chestnut's there, though.
How many hot dogs can you eat?
Don't even start with me on this. I will say, I know you don't have much faith in me or
no
in terms of the words going to come out of my mouth
no
right
faith.
Now, but I am a new man when it comes to appetite off those Black and Miles. Keep in mind, I was gaunt on those things,
yep.
man. I didn't have much of an appetite.
Yeah.
You know, I almost look kind of like squirrely in the belly when you're on those Black and Miles for as long as I was. No longer squirrely. I'd do better. I'm not going to say I could eat 25. And I certainly can't eat that many hot dogs. I think Joey, you know, he's in the 70s on the hot dogs. Do you realize he gains 24 pounds per contest?
That's unbelievable.
When he does this.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Does he starve himself before?
A little bit.
He does?
Gets on a lettuce diet and stuff. So I've been reading up on this. Golic has actually competed against him in a beignet eating contest.
Wow.
It was at the national championship game down in New Orleans early this year, quite frankly. Seems like eons ago. But he actually competed against Joey Chestnut. So he'll be good on this play-by-play. Our man Jason Fitz also involved in the ESPN broadcast this weekend.
Yeah, so Mike Golic is going to be calling the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this weekend on ESPN. We'll talk to him about all of that and more. College football, NFL, mm-hmm. NBA at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Aki Collins, former University of Memphis assistant coach, NBA scout, is going to join us. And we'll talk to him about everything else that's going on.
Ask him about Ja putting on those 12.
Absolutely. All that and more.
Which look good to me.
With Aki at 1:25. So that is the show today. A couple things that we need to touch on, though. Yesterday, Ryan Silverfield, University of Memphis head coach, tweeted a very interesting image. It's the University of Memphis's helmet for next season. And he announced that on the back of the helmet, they will have a Black Lives Matter emblem with the M as the University of Memphis logo, but there will be a BLM sticker on the back of University of Memphis football helmets next season. And, you know, anytime you sort of, you know, before, I remember, do you remember the movie When They See Us? It was
yes.
on Netflix.
Yes.
It was about the Central Park Five, I want to say. Yeah.
Yes.
So I saw that movie. Me and my wife watched that movie, and and I was just so compelled afterward to get on Twitter. I said, listen, if you're a white person, watch this movie. Like, just do it. Just educate yourself. Know what happened. Mm-hmm. Watch this movie. And when I did that, a lot of the response I got, at least half the response I got, was stop virtue signaling, which I don't really know what that means. Like, but that's just something that people say, like, to try to make you feel bad about, you know, encouraging people to inform themselves or you know, about human rights or equality. But anytime you make a gesture like this, you're going to get accused of that, right? Like, oh, this is just grandstanding or this is virtue signaling. I think one person, was it Mediaverse, who said this was appropriation?
This morning, I think he had that view.
Yeah. I mean, and again, that's just one opinion. But you know, Ryan Silverfield tweets this image yesterday. And
not just appropriate, but I think commercializing his point, just to be fair to
yeah,
his point, him,
yeah.
him was sort of commercializing the BLM, called it a logo. But then again, we use this in different ways. And it's different colors all the time on each poster board that somebody puts it up on. But the point was that, you know, it's sort of taking the cause and commercializing it.
Right.
Was Mediaverse's point this
well,
morning.
Well, you know, that's.
And then you got your common, folks that just don't. Black Lives Matter, they see it as a, yeah, hell, Lloyd Crawford. And I know they tried to spin it a different way, but they see it as a, you know, violence or whatever they want to call it. Some cause that, you know, Marxist, whatever, you know, you've seen a bunch of different, opinions on this. But the point is both sides. To your point,
right?
You do something like this, you're going to have people that disagree.
Yeah, so I'll just read you a few tweets that he got. This is from Bill Allen. I really believe you should research what the BLM movement stands for before supporting them with a sticker. I feel sad for every MPD officer that has to work a tiger game. Another tweet. This one is from some troll account, so take that for what it's worth. I'm completely against racists. However, how much research have you done on the founders of BLM? Do you understand what the entire organization stands for and where the money actually goes? There is a stand to be made, but this is not it. So I actually had a conversation with Ryan Silverfield last night. I talked to him because I wanted to get his position on it, you know? And we had a long conversation, how it happened, how did it come to pass, whose idea was it. And my understanding is this was something that the genesis of the sticker came from the players on the team. My understanding is that a lot of players sort of stepped up and spoke up to Ryan Silverfield, who has maintained from the beginning with, you know, his tweets earlier last month, the unity march that they did across Memphis. He has said from the jump, I'm here to listen. That's what I'm going to do. And his players, according to him, came to him and said, we believe this is a way that we can sort of express our message, use our platform for good. And he listened. He was receptive to it. And he went through there. Anytime you're dealing with uniforms, obviously there's some protocols you have to check off. And that's what they did. But this was not something. And to the point of appropriation or commercialization or whatever. You know, this was not something where Ryan Silverfield or the University of Memphis Athletic Department just sitting around saying, hey, how can we profit off of, you know, Black Lives Matter?
Well, I think, too, to add to your point there, realizing that this is going to piss some people off.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So,
yes.
This isn't one something that's, you know, that you don't think about that, too. Obviously, when you do it, it's not going to be altogether accepted and appreciated and held up. You're going, you know, and you run the risk of losing some season ticket holders when you do. You know, not every decision these days is popular, and they knew that when they did it, that this wouldn't have everybody all on board.
Yeah.
To your point.
And so, you know, knowing that inevitably you are going to piss off, you know, potentially hundreds of season ticket holders, right? I mean, who have different views or whatever the views they may hold of Black Lives Matter and what they believe that represents, right or wrong. And Ryan told me, you know, there's always going to be, you know, criticism for anything we do. And people are entitled to their beliefs, their rights, their thoughts, their feelings. My job here is to serve our student athletes. It's something that we discussed with the university and the players, and it's the right thing to do at this time. People are going to be unhappy. People weren't happy when I sent my previous tweets. People aren't happy with the recruits I take. People weren't happy with the Unity March. People weren't happy with some of the decisions and the calls that I made during the Cotton Bowl. We're always going to be criticized for decisions, but this is one of the things that has to be ongoing, and I have to continue to do a better job of listening and learning and being there for the players. So, you know, I think they did this with, you know, the right attitude. I think they did this with the right – with their sort of hearts in the right place. Again, this was not – you know, Laird Veach and the marketing team sitting around. I mean,
saying how can we capitalize on?
Yeah,
this?
I mean, that's just not it at
because
all.
And in essence, you run the risk of losing. Like we said, you run the risk of losing season ticket holders when you decide to take this stand. When you decide to, in this case, give what it sounds like your players
right
expressing themselves.
And I would also say too, like, don't just assume that it's some, like, you know, easy or, you know, just loose decision that you say, okay, yeah, we'll put it on there, because it's not happening. Memphis is the first team in Division I athletics that has done this, to my knowledge. It is not just something that I think is a decision that is made loosely or without great thought, because, you know, it is such a, and I don't think this is right, but it is a politically charged acronym. Right or wrong, it carries a lot of opinions and a lot of, you know, and ideally in sports, you don't want to be controversial. You know, you want to please everybody. And they know over there that this is not going to please everybody, but they still feel like they ain't got BLM on the helmets at Oklahoma State. They ain't got BLM on the helmets at Mississippi. They ain't got BLM on the helmets of, you know, pick a school, South Carolina. You know, I mean, let's not just act like this is something that everybody across the country is doing. And so that's the part of it I just reject. This is not pandering, right? This is not that. This is a coach who is listening to his team and doing what he believes is right for his team and listening to them. And you know, I don't think it's just something that you just – it's not just water off your back like, oh, of course we're going to do that. I think it's something that requires a lot of thought, and on some level it is some risk as well.
Well, a key to this is you had – and the CA story had it, but we saw, you know, several players do it. But T.J. Carter, Calvin Austin III, O'Brien Goodson, I believe, were the ones they singled out that retweeted the news. This for them, that's who it matters.
Absolutely.
For me, the most to if they've got a problem with it, if they feel like, you know what, this is commercialization. You guys are trying to sell a couple T-shirts, right?
Yep.
If they feel like thought hadn't been put into this, you made the point earlier, and I think it's incredibly important. For Ryan Silverfield, well, like we said, you can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. And you can't just have one tweet saying, you know, saying Black Lives Matter or one unity walk and be done with it, right? And be done listening. Be done allowing your players to have a chance to express themselves,
yep.
right? But most importantly, listening to them. And to me, this is that. This is actually, I mean, the first thing they had to think, I can't imagine that everybody in that athletic department was on board. I appreciate them allowing this to go down because I have to think that some people over there who have got to think about dollars and cents probably said, you know what? We're going to lose yep. some season ticket holders at a time where we really can't afford to be losing anybody.
Yep.
Well, we realize that with the pandemic now and whether or not you're even going to have fans in the stands.
Yep.
And so what do you decide to do? You decide to take the side of the players, really, in this instance, who want to do this. That's the most important part because why? Because you're representing a predominantly African-American team. And so for those guys, if they're down with this and from the looks of it, really down with yep. it, if not inspired it, that's who this is. That's who this is for. And you're doing it on behalf of your players who want to express themselves. And you're showing that it ain't just, you know, we're going to talk the talk and not walk the walk. And look, what's right ain't always popular.
Yep.
You know, that saying, what's right ain't always popular, what's popular ain't always right. So here's the point. This wasn't going to be popular with everyone, but it was the right move. Those football players, I bet, will tell you that.
Agreed.
I bet they appreciate their coach for being first.
Agreed.
With this. And, yeah, you might think, okay, well, because they've got, you know, the M is the Tiger logo and all that, oh, you could sell that and sell a couple shirts. But believe me, they'll lose just as much probably, and people who are pissed off by this. I appreciate the stand. Again, it's putting your players first, like we've said, super important, as opposed to the season ticket, to that dollar that you could lose.
Agreed.
As a result of this.
Yep.
How is this not the right thing?
I agree. And I don't think Memphis is not making money on this. They are, if anything, they are losing money.
That's what it feels like to me.
So, especially
from what you read, what we've seen from some.
How can it be commercialization when you're losing money on a decision? It's Memphis is clearly putting that to the side and saying that this is far less important than standing up for what we believe is right for our team.
We'd be saying they're taking advantage of those players that in this case are retweeting it. We'd be saying they're taking advantage of them.
Yep.
If that was really truly the decision, if this was some commercialization of it, they're the ones this represents. They're who matters most in this.
Yep.
They're proud of it.
Yep.
And so I think we've got to take that into consideration. Again, we're not going to all agree here, and that was the point. They knew that when they made the decision, and yet they made the decision to go ahead with it. I for one, am behind it 100%. And I can't imagine they had, when they decided this, they had everybody on board in that athletic department, and yet they decided to still do what I think here is clearly a great symbolic move. Now, key, just like we said, Ryan can't just talk the talk. You got to keep it going, right? It can't just the same thing. It can't just be a sticker. But this is a point that shows, like, Memphis is, it's listening to its players.
Yep.
And that's what we've asked for the entire time.
No doubt about it.
Is to listen. So I think it's a good move on Ryan Silverfield's part, and I think those players are clearly with him, if not having inspired this.
Yeah, so there you have it. And we may even ask Aki Collins about this when we talk to him at 1:25. When we come back, Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll ask him about Cam Jones. We'll ask him about Musa Cisse, when that decision might happen. And a lot more. The Celtics, by the way, had no positive COVID-19 tests, which is good news.
All the balls still don't either. Tennessee football.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
It's gonna be spotty.
It is.
It appears. You know, like some teams are gonna get hit hard. Some teams are not gonna get hit at all.
Well, hopefully the numbers are gonna start going down.
Yeah.
Right. With what we're doing now, with the way we've reacted to, what frankly was us getting a little lax.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Shelby County's plan to come back to school and yep. more later in the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Enjoy a fun farm-to-table experience with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Belly Acres Restaurant. Belly Acres is the family affair in Overton Square. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
It's no crime to love true crime. In fact, you're not alone with your fascination for murder and mayhem. That's why the Radio.com app has a wide range of true crime at your fingertips, like the popular podcasts Up and Vanished, The Clearing, Most Notorious, Southern Fried True Crime, and so much more. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. When it comes to true crime, Radio.com has it locked up. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by sports greats Marvin Jones Jr. and J.J. Barea on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
No. Now is my time.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that four in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got on rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. 1600, that's the block. Get your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me, now she won't caress me. She keep tryna me. I gotta tell my bestie, someone call my bestie. Think I found my bestie. Link up, make the check bleed. You know that I'll be to next week. No, I had to let her go, cause she can't arrest me.
Walk up with my toolie, what they do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blue. Let that thing down.
All right, back, Jason and John. 99 FM ESPN. As promised, his name is Norton Hurd IV. Team Thad program director and coach, and he joins us now. Coach Hurd, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well. Doing well. I got to admit, yesterday saw the bit of news that Cameron Jones, Team Thad standout point guard, ECS standout point guard, had committed to Marquette, and it raised my eyebrows. A little bit surprised to see it happen so soon. Hurd, were you surprised to see Cam commit to Marquette yesterday?
I wouldn't say fully surprised. I could see where the outside people would say they're kind of surprised. But, you know, imagine having a kid and, you know, he's finally getting things he deserved. And with COVID, you're not knowing. We still don't know when the coach is coming out. We don't know if school going to start.
Right.
So I think for him, he felt it was a good fit. And it was also, you know, being safe and sorry, not fully, you know, knowing the future that's going on in the world right now. And also, you know, he hadn't always been the most highly sought out prospect or top 10 kid in the world. So to have this opportunity, and he felt and his family thought it was a good fit, it was probably one of them things that we just don't want to, you know, play with it. We worked our whole life to play D1 ball and, you know, possibly high major ball, and we got the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, actually, just one person's opinion. And listen, Marquette is not a – I mean, that's a program with tradition. You know, it's a Big East school, and I have no doubt that he is going to thrive there. But somebody did tell me, who's watched a lot of him play, say, you know what, maybe pull the trigger just a little too early. Not going to blame him, like you said. These are not ideal sort of conditions in the times that we are living in, but – you know, their point was just his recruitment was blowing up. It was about to get to the next level.
I agree, but also I feel like if it was a circuit, I think that would have been a kid that had double-digit high major offers. He would have got put in the top 100 sooner. But it's like it's only so much you can blow up doing Zoom calls, not playing. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah, no, you're right.
They just extended it again until August 31st. So what if they come out and say September 30th? You know,
right.
So it's like I get what they're saying. I think he's really, really good. But then you got a lot of people, I feel like, still don't fully know who he is. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a safe and sorry bet. It, like I said, like I think it could have been more. But I think if you got to live your life with playing, you know, in the Big East, that's something to be blessed about.
Super smooth. When I saw him out at ECS, you were there that night. John saw him, I think, play at BTW one night this season. Had the same thoughts. We really love him as a player. What in terms of what Marquette's getting? Super shooter, right? Super smooth player. What's he best at, coach? And what's he got to work on?
Cam Jones is arguably the best player in the city. Okay, I'm not going to hold my words on that. I watch a lot of kids play, and it's funny because a lot of media called me and said, "Here, this is the Team Thad special, another kid who's supposed to be under the radar." You know, every year is one or two. But and I say that to say the 2021 class is pretty good. That's why I say arguably. But, you know, first of all, God has blessed him. If you ask anybody in the world, Cam Jones been a good player. I don't think he got taken as serious because he was small. He had a growth spurt in the last 6 months or so where he's 6'3", 6'4", now, so he's more intriguing, and he's a real prospect. And I would say imagine like a craftier 6'3", 6'4", version of Tyler Harris, but more craftier. Whatever, you know, imagine if Tyler Harris was 6'3", 6'4". It's like he'll be a first-round pick, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Probably could. And Cam is still a point guard and make great decisions. Got a lot of irky jerky in his game. For listeners who don't know what that means, who don't have enough soft, that means, you know, he's real crafty and stuff. I never barely see him miss when he's wide open. I mean, his only weakness, if you call it a weakness on offense, would be, you know, some people talk about his athleticism, but he have a really good, you know, Kyrie Irving layup package type of game. Of course, his body got to get better for college. He's been working with Tony Sawyer lately on that. But he's pretty good, man. And, you know, I get on here a lot, and I don't really
–
you know, I always tell you who can't do this. What He's pretty good. He's a threat, and he has a high upside. Man. He's a really good player.
In terms of, I'm gonna put you on the spot here, Herb. But it, I okay. mean, you know, you're used to that, right? I mean,
you,
Yeah, exactly. I haven't even gotten to Musa yet. We're gonna save that for the end. But I do want to ask you, as somebody who has been doing this, and you have a certain way you approach your job. Even though you now have, you know, forgotten where you come from and are with the big Nike now, you have always had a knack for identifying the prospect that maybe others wouldn't have taken or gave up on or didn't see greatness in. And you've been doing that, really. I mean, with LeGerald, with Chioza, you know, I'm going to put Cam Jones in that camp. And I know I'm leaving some guys off, but
Damian Ball.
Yeah. In terms of, you know, in terms of all of those guys, right, who shocked you the most in terms of their development? Like from where they started to where they ended up. I mean, Chioza's in the league right now. Like, I mean, I'm still going to hold that one over Josh. Like, come on, dog. But who shocked you the most?
I would say, I'm going to say this right now. We have four players right now, two on the Raptors and two both on Brooklyn, that were not in the top 100 and now in the NBA, and them shocking stories. So the Toronto Raptors, we have OG Anunoby,
right,
which sat in the green room, and Terrence Davis from South Haven High School that had a big-time rookie year. And then with Brooklyn, you got Jeremiah Martin and Chris Chioza, and I think them are all just amazing stories because they all was underdogs.
Yeah. No, you're right. Jeremiah is another one, too. I mean, because he was, you know, he wasn't ranked anywhere. You know, at least Chioza was at least, I think, by the end of it, like a 3-4-star guy.
He
eventually did at least blow up. Like, Jeremiah was never. I mean, even when he averaged 2.7 minutes a game as a freshman, you know.
Chioza going to be starting for Brooklyn in the bubble?
I hope so.
He might be hurt. He's going to be getting some minutes. Big minutes.
Hey, we love it. Opportunity comes in all kind of phases, but we love it.
So since guys can't, before John hit you on Musa, since guys can't,
it's coming.
Since they can't be out on the circuit to the point you were making earlier, right, where you go out and maybe you go get the 20 offers, you impress everybody. I mean, it wasn't until Lomax didn't get an offer till the Peach Jam. I mean, back in the day. What are you doing, Herb? Do you send out to help these guys? I guess that's, you know, it's parents right now. I figure it's you. I figure it's his high school coach too. Were y'all, you know, do you talk to coaches all the time about them? Do you send out, you know, DVDs on them? Like, how do you help? How do you help fill that void for all of these guys, these juniors, specifically those ones like Cam, where the offer's maybe not coming, where maybe it's a little bit slower? Can you help in these instances? How can you?
You can, Jason. You know, you my boy. I haven't seen a DVD in a while though, but you
Jason's you, in 2005 on us, bro.
Jason, you can. I think everything is about relationships. So the kids still got to do their part. I say with a program like, you know, a big program like Team Fed or other good programs around the nation, you have a good relationship with so many coaches. And then, like the names that John just mentioned, a lot of coaches have been built trust in my evaluation process. So they will trust you if you tell them, you think Cam Jones at this level, or you think this kid is level. Because one thing about me, I really help my kids as much as I can, but I keep it real. I have gained respect with the coaches. If Florida or Memphis or somebody called me about a particular kid, and he's even my kid, I would say, you know, either almost their level, or not their level. I would keep it real, you know what I mean, and help that kid to the level that I feel he's at the time. You know, with the experience I have in it. So I think Cam Jones was right at the bubble, and I just think it took, you know, Marquette and Florida to believe in him, but he was already at that bubble. But it's definitely, John, and a lot of, like we're doing something in Atlanta in a couple of weeks, and it's crazy because they did something in Atlanta last weekend on the radar. It was over 50, 60 coaches live streamed. It was media live streamed. They was writing up reports from even the live stream. Rivals have a big article on the thing. Memphis was live streamed, North Carolina. It was we're going to a couple live stream events to help our kids out. Most of our kids, I thank God, during the pandemic, we're still being successful. Most of our kids do have offers, and we got a few more that I think could use a little more.
Yeah.
And then I think we still would have still a successful rate with all the kids going to school, and that's the goal and everything.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth team Thad program director and coach. Yeah, I know you guys are going out. Where are you? Where'd you say you're going for Atlanta?
Yeah, we were going to Atlanta, to Lake Point. That's like the 10th through 12th weekend. And then after that, we're going to try to do one more thing.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of play it by ear, because, like, if numbers jump in a certain state, we won't be going.
Right.
We're going to stay kind of regional and just try to get the kids as much exposure. Because it's unfortunate for the 2021 kids. And that's why the Cam Jones Marquette is just so more special with everything. Which, like you said, John, I know some people think it's jumping the gun, but just with all the bad things going on in the world and so uncertain, it's very special and everything that kid been through. And before I get off the air today, John and Jay, I know y'all got some questions, but I also want to even tell you how big his parents was in the role, because compared to how parents act these days, man, Cam Jones' parents just trusted the process. I mean, they made him be disciplined. They made him do things in life the right way. He played for the Warriors his whole elementary middle school career. He played for Team Thad his whole high school. Lee ECS, that's a little school, prep school came out of him. You should have been playing like his – no, his dad, this is where you playing at. When we agree to something, we stay. And it's crazy how they raised that kid the right way. And I'm so proud that everything worked out. Because in these times, you know, people are ready to jump every time it's a better opportunity, or I need to be playing here to show my talent. And I think – more kids should look at Cam Jones than they should look at a top 10 kid, because you got a better chance of being a Cam Jones than you do all that other stuff. And,
amen.
And he got everything he deserved at the end of the day, and that's a tribute
happy
to his
him.
Parents and trusting the process. And it's sad that these days his parents is the rare thing instead of the regular.
Yeah,
that's rare, but that's how it should be. And they just, when I say they – there, you know, it's everybody came out to him to lead ECS. They don't play here. We never said, and that's cool, but guess what? He still got everything he deserved. And like I said, you got parents these days coming to you and telling you who else to put on your roster. I'm sure high school coaches are telling you, his daddy didn't care if he played with four blind kids, man. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to believe in the school, the coach, and whatever we get out of this thing, we get out of this thing, and we just going to work our butt off. That's a great family.
Yeah, I know that you know, you guys are going to be playing some live events. Hopefully, I know Hoop City is going to go out to Vegas at some point this month. They're going to be playing in some tournament. So it is good to hear that there are still some basketball teams here in the city that are getting some of that in. Do have to ask you about a certain prospect you may know him, Musa Cisse. Got a chance. This kid, big kid. He has not made a decision yet. Heard. He tweeted last week the words next week, and then he deleted them. I think most people took that to mean his decision was coming. What sort of is your understanding about his college decision, where it stands? What can you tell us?
You know, John, it's crazy. Like you just said, I saw next week too, so I was thinking this week. And it's funny because I'm like, okay, then I had started seeing Cam was getting jittery, and I'm like, I hope they don't decide at the same time or whatever. So that was my thought process. But then, like you just said, it's Wednesday now, and I haven't heard nothing else. I didn't even know it got deleted. So I just thought it was going on this week. The latest I didn't heard is them five schools are all in. But I pretty much have heard, like, you know, LSU and Memphis is like that's what it, you know, them been the favorites here for the last 3 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, you know, it feel, I don't want to play with this thing, but it almost feel like a heavyweight fight going on right now.
It is. It absolutely is. It is absolutely like, a heavyweight fight. We're just
like Ali and Frazier. And
for
the audience, when we say heavyweight fight, that just means recruiting. That ain't nothing bad or it's just too programs working hard, recruiting to get a prospect they want.
Is there a chance, Heard, you'll have him in Atlanta if you guys get to go, or has it gotten too late for that in terms of you having him with Team Thad, with Cam, with your squad?
You know what? If I knew it was going to last this long, I would have prepared. As of right now, I didn't prepare for him to be with us
this
past
late.
Them three games we played. I might make a call after the station I don't know how far he gonna push it back though. But
right.
As of right now, we prepared to play without him.
Got you. Are y'all gonna be able to? I mean, do y'all have plans to do anything like in the city? Like, are you gonna play like other AAU teams in the city this particular summer? Or are you focused on out of city stuff?
Well, no, I'm just fully focused on scholarships. Me and Ernie talked the other day. We didn't put nothing in play, but we were trying to. I had Bradley Beal in some teams, and this might sound bad. I'm talking about this on the radio before I even called the teams. But I had Bradley Beal and a few teams coming in, doing some closed things, live streaming for the coaches. Mm. But with what the governor just put out and stuff, I'm not even sure. Like I say, this stuff is so week to week, day to day, if it's still even a good idea. Yeah. With we got extended to the 29th, and they want this many people here and there. So I don't know with all of that, am I still as comfortable enough in doing it? Because I thought we was rolling into phase three at the time as I was preparing to do it. So right now, at least I know the places we're going to, their governor is on board with it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be in the rules and regulations of the healthcare and the state governors to make sure I'm doing right by, the kids, the staff, and everybody that we're working with.
Her, can you mail a brother a DVD of Cam Jones highlight vids?
Hey, mail him a VHS, man. He got the VCR ready.
Put a couple stamps on that thing and mail it to me, Her.
We got you. But with a lot of kids leaving this year, if it is a school season, Cam Jones is probably the hottest ticket in town. I know like 3-4 of the other top prospects are going to prep school. And finally, the world will know where ECS at because he'll be the hottest ticket in town.
Well, I got to hold you. You said best player in the city. Are we talking about better than Kennedy Chandler, better than Musa Cisse?
Well,
like,
no,
are we
Kennedy,
best point guard?
Kennedy's gone, man.
Cisse is gone, too.
You're counting those guys as gone.
Kennedy Chandler plays at Sunrise now.
He said best player in the city. Now, did he say year?
Hold on. I said arguably, but listen, the only person I'm taking out of it is Cisse when I say it. That's it. Because I'm
so he's including Kennedy Chandler.
As a college kid. What I'm saying, when you say arguably, you leave room.
Yeah.
I said arguably, you leave room for debate. Kennedy Chandler is off the chain, great point guard. I think it's some stuff he do better than Cam. I think some stuff Cam do better than him. Jonathan Lawson does all this stuff at 6'7", 6'8",
mm-hmm.
So he has an argument too. But what I'm saying is, Cam Jones has entered the room, and he's in the argument.
Oh, he's a stud.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And now I guess he's got his rightful 4-star. I mean, I guess you'd call him a 5-star at this point, but yeah. They didn't even have him as a 2. They had him as a 3 before yesterday, he committed.
And John, I don't mean to talk over y'all, but I just like to help kids and parents who listen to this. You got a lot of 8th graders coming to me and want me to get them a big game plan. Here, how's my life going to be? And to me, it's the end. Cam Jones wasn't even a star before yesterday, and now he's a 4-star.
Right.
This thing is a process. Just calm down. Like, and that's why I enjoy his story, because it's like the people who don't worry and just, work hard, you get what you're supposed to. It's no get-rich-quick schemes, or it's no get-successful-quick schemes in life for everybody. Everybody around is different. At the end of the day, I want to cut on the TV and see Cam Jones and Kennedy Chandler both playing in the NBA, and guess what? One was more recognized in life and with everything, and the other one wasn't. That's just like Jason, the days that I come to the show before the whole pandemic, we all made it there. John might have took the expressway, I might have took the regular street, you might have took back roads. it's about the goal. It's
right.
Not about how you get there, it's about the end and goal.
Yeah.
And now Cam Jones is playing high major basketball, and he got everything he loved, so he didn't go to 100 camps his whole life. So he didn't get 100 stories. So he didn't make ESPN top 100. Which one is more important, making that, not getting the offer at the end, or getting the offer? So,
right.
I mean, I just feel like you just said, now he's a 4-star, and it took a day to do it. Everybody, life comes at different times, and just trust the process.
Yeah, well said,
it's
Herb.
It's a great story, Herb. It absolutely
is. Congratulations to Cam Jones, his family, for that very special day yesterday. Herb, man, we appreciate the time. We know you have a lot of Blu-rays you got to get to.
I appreciate that.
So get on over there, man. Appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right.
He is Norton Hurt IV. Appreciate his time as Always. Yeah, yeah. I think he brings up a good point about the fact that there is no circuit, so there's probably a ceiling to how much you can really, you know, go, right? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, these coaches can't evaluate you in person. So
it may be in the slight instance you get to a couple of these tournaments they're putting together and you could get a stream out. But to your point, the security matters probably more than ever.
Yep.
With what the country's going through, with the fact that who knows about your high school season, all that. So again, not a criticism at all in terms of when he did it. It was interesting, like we said, because his recruitment felt like it was blowing up.
Yeah.
Hurd might be right. Maybe there wouldn't have been, you know, 20, 30 offers because you can't get out there in front of folks like and coaches like you usually could.
Yep.
But I just know Marquette got a good one.
Yeah.
Either way, this is one of the guys that's been unheralded here in the city for a long time. Now he's getting his due.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We got to talk about the Shelby County restart plan. They put it out yesterday. They took a vote. They took a survey from parents. Obviously, not every parent participated, but some of the results were interesting. We'll get into that. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's healthcare in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. Child to 51555.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Powered by people, millions of people, all over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. And that's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
This is the sound of Jeff's first ever low and slow Applewood smoked pork shoulder. And this...
Yes, yes, yes! Yes!
...is the sound he made when it fell right off the bone. Yeah, you okay there, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful!
Backyard grilling leaves the best marks. Kingsford. For recipes and inspiration, visit kingsford.com.
I'm consumer investigator Andy Wise. I bet you're really counting on your computer right about now. Maybe you have to work from home. Maybe you're homeschooling the kids. Now more than ever, your laptops, desktops, and devices are essentials. And I have vetted the most trustworthy computer shop in the business, Cooper Systems. As our city begins to reopen, you can trust Cooper Systems to provide a safe, clean environment, maintaining the highest health standards while providing the lowest prices on the best name brands. Owner Lee Cooper has nearly 40 years in computers, more than anyone else in the market. They sell new and refurbished desktops and laptops of every brand, including Apple. His certified technicians even saved my laptop after some malware hacked it. They found it, squashed it, and saved the very computer I use to run Andy Wise Choice. As an essential emergency service, Cooper Systems is open as your Wise choice for your computer needs. 2744 Mount Moriah Parkway, 901-360-9679 or at coopersystems.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I'm trying to stay up on my iPhone. Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo. That bitch drive me crazy. She gon' make me psycho. Everything I've been through, something only I know. Hey, I'm trying to stay up on my iPhone. Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. So, something very interesting yesterday. Governor Bill Lee extended the state of emergency for the state of Tennessee until August 29th. And in doing so, postponed the start of high school sports, specifically that would mean football and girls soccer until August 29th. I believe they were supposed to start playing games August 17th. So that would put them back 2 weeks. Well, what I do know.
Contact sports.
Right. What I do know is that the TSSAA, there was an exemption in there in that executive order for college and pro sports for one reason or another. And what I do know is that according to reports, the TSSAA has asked Bill Lee to also include them as part of that exemption, you know, because, you know, and listen.
Good luck with that. Can you trust your local? I mean, with all due respect, you know.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you're talking about professional sports teams and colleges and their ability to deal with this. TSSAA governs a lot of schools. And what you don't know is if they've all got the ability to deal with it the right way, right? Or if they're going to follow guidelines the right way. So that's quite an ask.
It is incredibly hard to imagine a high school sports season. Like, because what we know about college and pro is that they will spend the money. They have the money to spend on the adequate testing. They can, you know, the University of Memphis can spend or partner with a lab, which they have. They can partner with a lab for $1 million or whatever that number is.
Mm-hmm.
NBA teams can buy tests. NFL teams can buy tests where they can test daily. They have the money. They have the capital. High schools don't have that money. School districts don't have that money.
It's the ability to do it.
No. So the surveillance, which is very important in this, unfortunately, in this time, is impossible for high school teams and for high schools, period. I mean, you just can't, you know? I mean, you can't do it. I do not see a path at all for high school sports. I'm sorry. You know, I hate that for those seniors especially. But if you can see a way this happens responsibly and safely, like I think we need to open things up safely and do everything that we can safely. But what we do know at bottom, that requires testing to do so. To be able to truly say we're doing this safely, you have to know if somebody on your team is infected. It just is what it is.
It's really the only way that the NBA can truly go on with this bubble and anybody have any hope that it's going to work is because of the ability to test those workers daily. They're going to be testing those Disney workers that go in and out daily.
Right.
Like, there's not that ability. That's NBA, obviously, but there's just not that ability when you take it all the way down past your professional sports, on down past college athletics, down to this level. There's just not that ability. Wish it was there. And like you said, it's so key in it. Because, again, on the high school level, if a kid isn't showing symptoms and you can't test, right, what are you going to do? You're going to throw them out there for the most part, I would imagine. You're going to say, okay, go roll. Well, in that instance, kid could have it. And there you go, and you start a spread. So, I, again, would love to believe in the idea of it, and I'm with you. There's almost, it feels like too much at stake, a lot more at stake when it comes to the money side of things with college and pro, and that's one of the reasons why we think, you know, in a lot of these cases, the ball's going to keep on rolling. But, you know, on the high school level, it's much different, and I don't know how you monitor all this, right, if you do open it back up and say, okay, you guys can go back, because, again, and just the nature of the sports, period, John.
Yep.
I mean, it's not yep. like you're playing something where the contact is minimal. You're in, you're out with your the person you're going against, your competitor. It's contact. It's literally offensive linemen grabbing defensive linemen. It's what it's about.
Yep.
Soccer's a contact sport as well, and so just naturally it goes against sort of, you know, what you're hoping for right now. The whole idea of social distancing, and so yeah, at the high school level, yeah, you know, it seems right now. Yeah, you know, I hope so. I still hope so, John. But I don't think anybody's getting a vaccine anytime between now, and you can't get it out to everybody between now and the start of these seasons.
I think there's a chance that we have a vaccine candidate announced as safe and efficient by the end of this year. But you're not going
to
have
getting
it
to these kids down at the high school levels.
I mean, it's,
to the point that
that's there's going to be a thawing period where it takes time to get it distributed. Mm-hmm. You know, and that can take a quarter. That can take 3 months. So I guess what I would say is my confidence. Here's my let's rank my confidence level for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.